It's day six, Audio Bloggers Month. Audiomo, hashtag Audiomo if you're looking at it in the feeds. And yeah, it's dark outside. I've left it really late. I can't be doing this, otherwise I'll never do one piece of audio for every day of the month. So I'm going to punish myself. I am going to punish myself by, if I'm late, I've got to drag out some embarrassing or like really old bit of found sound or an old song or some such thing that I wouldn't normally share to then make me do something less cringy. It might be cringy, it might not be cringy, I don't know. So that's what I'm going to do. Give me 2 seconds, I'll be right back with some bit of audio off a mini disc or a tape or some such random artifact. Right, I'm back. I got it. What I've got came off a mini disc, and it is an audio track which is very rough and ready. And I thought it was a completely different song to start with. It's labelled as Space Cake. Make of that what you will. But the song I immediately recognised as probably the first playing or the first demo of a song by the band Caniguan that I was in called Nothing New. Now, how much backstory can I give you before this becomes a 15-minute podcast? Our songs used to just start out of nothing, get layered and layered and layered and layered and layered, and become this massive kind of ambient thing that we'd use gel projectors on the backs of the walls, whether we were practicing or playing live, and it became this just this psychedelic thing that happened and grew and grew. And if I thought of words, I'd throw some words on it. If I wanted to do harmonica or other random stuff, I'd do that as well. So you never knew where it was going to go. And this sounds like it is a very early version of this, and it just kind of came out of nothing. So bear with me while I play you the beginning, because it does just seem to go on and on and on. And then I will play you the more polished version, which I actually have on my hard drive, which was the final kind of mix. And you'll see that we didn't let it kind of drag out quite so long at the beginning of the track for the actual final piece. So what else can I tell you about it? The lyrics. Again, most of the time I would make them up because these songs are pretty much written when we're playing live. Or in this instance, it sounds like we might be in a practice room. And so I would just remember stuff or make stuff up. And in this particular instance, what I am remembering is a poem I wrote when I was 14 years old. Probably, I don't know how many years before. I don't know. I think this is late 90s. Late 90s, because I think the final recording was in 2000. So, yeah, it's a poem that I wrote at 14 years old after getting in trouble with the police. And that's for a whole new story. So, it's called Space Cake. And then the other bit, the polished bit I shall play afterwards, is called Nothing New. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is where it should probably be going somewhere, you might be thinking, and it does eventually go somewhere, but not just yet. And I decided that that definitely needed some harmonica. Let's not, don't suffer these lyrics now. Try and get the slightly cleaner version of that 14-year kid's poem. Right, let's play the slightly more mixed, polished demo thing. It ended up being on an EP, so it was, well, good enough for an EP, we thought. Here we go. This is called Nothing New, circa 2000, so 24 years ago.
Thank you.
So there you have it. The track Nothing New by Kniguan. And it was a big band. There was six of us in all. Originally, it was Dom, who unfortunately had to go to university, or fortunately for him probably, and Ebby. Dom was a guitar player, then Ebby was on drums, and then Matt was, he kind of had this cool effects box as well as playing guitar. Lee on bass, myself doing other things, harmonica and singing and stuff, and Brad on keyboards. Now, when Dom said he was going, I called my very old and good friend Adam to come along, and it was during that recording you heard right now that he turned up late. Adam was often late. Appears through the window, and I'm saying, come in and plug in. So this is all recorded live as you heard it in the studio. Adam comes in with his guitar, walks around to try and find an amp he can plug into, and then at 11 minutes 22 in this recording, if you listen to this kind of whole new guitar kickoff, he basically plugged in, let rip, and just did this off the cuff, we thought, amazing solo. And that was it, he nailed it. And I was thinking, right, yeah, whatever happens, he's got to be in the band, and he was. And he's a lovely human being and a great guitarist, and it was really nice to be playing alongside him and the others. So good times. And that's it. That's the day six of Audio Mo. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know. I might give a little bit more context at some point. Well, I've given it all the context, haven't I, in documentally.net. But go subscribe there anyway if you liked this and want to hear some more randomness. This is over 15 minutes. Who'd have thought it? I had nothing to record a minute ago. Cheers for listening. Catch you later. Documentally.